Sithanda ukuba sinibingelele nonke bazalwane ngegama lenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu.
And brethren, we'd like to greet all of you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu osigcinile ezinsukwini eziningi ezedlule wakwenza kwa kuhle kuyo ukuba sikwazi ukuhlangana futhi namhlanje.
And we thank the Lord who's kept us in these past days and who has seen it fit for us to come together again.
Kusuku olubandayo phandle amakhaza kodwa siyambonga uNkulunkulu ukuthi singakwazi ukuhlangana simkholwa futhi ukuthi ngezwi lakhe sizoyizwela imfudumalo.
It's cold outside, but we thank the Lord that we can gather around his word and that through his word he can warm our hearts.
Ngakho ke noma kuphi lapho nilalele khona lenkonzo kwangathi uNkulunkulu angaba kanye nani abusise lesi sikhathi sokuhlangana.
So wherever you may be, wherever you may find yourself listening to this service, may this be a blessed time where you find yourself meeting with the Lord.
Abaningi beyisebenzi baphumile ukuya emagatsheni ahlukahlukene.
Many co-workers have gone out to the various branches.
Ngakho ke emthandazweni yenu nibakhumbule ukuthi uNkulunkulu abe kanye nabo uNkulunkulu asebenze futhi lapho bekho.
So please remember them in prayer that the Lord will be with them wherever they are and that the Lord will also use them and work through them.
Ake sivale amehlo sithandaze.
Shall we pray?
uNkulunkulu Baba, yise uNkosi ethu Jesu Kristu, ekuseni siyakukhothamela.
Our Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus, we bow before you this morning.
Siyakubonga Baba wethu ongcwele ukuthi usigcinile ebusuku obedlule wasipha Nkosi lolu suku lwanamhlanje.
Thank you, Lord, for keeping us in the past night and the past nights and that you've given us this day.
Sesihlangene Baba wethu sezulwini ukuhlangana kwethu ngaphandle kwakho kuyizeleze.
As we have gathered, Lord, if we'd be together without you, it would be utterly in vain.
Ngakho siyakumema ukuba wehle ube khona phakathi kwethu uthathe indawo yakho ukhulumisane nezimpilo zethu.
That's why we ask you, Lord, come down, take your rightful position and speak to our hearts.
Asifisi inkosi ukuba kube ngamazi omuntu kodwa sifisa wena uqobo ukhulumisane nathi.
For Lord, we don't want to just hear the words of man, but we want to hear you personally speak to us.
Ngoba izwi lakho ukhulume ngalo usiyale usiqondise ngalo.
Please anoint your word, instruct us and correct us through it.
Sicela ngegama lenkosi yethu Jesu.
We ask it in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Kaningi uma ngimi la angikuthathi kancane akuyona indawo elula nejwayelekayo.
Now I don't take it for granted that I can stand here. It's not an easy place to stand. It's a huge responsibility to stand here.
Uma umuntu ecabanga ukuthi kuyindawo kaNkuluNkulu futhi nokucabanga ukuthi kuyindawo kaBaba umfundisi akusiyona into elula kaningi kuma la.
And if one considers that this is a place that's appointed by God and that this is where Reverend Stegan, it's his pulpit. It's something that you cannot take lightly and take for granted.
Kwesinye isikhathi umuntu uyekasho nje athi hawe inkosi be nawe, inkosi izoba nawe. Yebo kwamazwi aduduzayo namazwi aqinisayo. Kodwa akusiyona indawo elula ukuma kuyona.
Now, sometimes we just glibly say, the Lord be with you, the Lord will be with you. Yes, those are words of encouragement, of comfort, but still, it doesn't make it any easier to stand here.
Kumthandazo wami futhi kuyisifiso sami ukuthi njengalokhu ngiqonda ukuthi indawo kaBaba umfundisi ngingebe sezicathulweni zakhe ngikwazi ukuzifitha kodwa ngifisi ukuthi nangelodwa ilanga ngehlisa istandard salokho akakubekile.
And now it's my prayer and my desire that the Lord will help me. And yes, I do understand that I will never be able to fit into Reverend Stegan's shoes. But nevertheless, by God's grace, I don't want to lower his standard.
ekushoni lokho kunezwi elisenhlizweni yami selibe senhlizweni isikhathi eside.
Having said that, there's a word in my heart, and this word has been on my heart for quite a while.
Kuyindaba ende ejulile umuntu angakhuluma ngayo izinsuku noma izinyanga kodwa ngizothatha lapha nalapha.
It's a long matter. It's also a very deep matter, and one could speak for days on end, if not for months, on this topic. But I'd just like to touch on a few points concerning it.
Incwadi kaNumeri isahluko seshumi nesithupha sizofunda kusukela evesini lika 13.
We read from Numbers chapter 16 and verse 13.
Incwadi kaNumeri isahluko 16 sizofunda kusukela evesini lika 13.
Numbers chapter 16 and verse 13.
Kuyinto encane yini ukuthi wasikhuphula ezweni elivame ubisi nezinyosi ukuba usibulalele ehlane usuyazenza nezikhulu nesikhulu phezu kwethu na.
Is it a small thing that you have brought us up out of a land flowing with milk and honey to kill us in the wilderness, that you must also make yourself a prince over us?
Futhi awusingenisanga ezweni elivame ubisi nezinyosi, awusinikanga ifa lamasimu nelesivini, uyakumboza amehlo alaba bantu na asiyikukhuphuka.
Moreover, you have not brought us into a land flowing with milk and honey, nor given us inheritance of fields and vineyards. Will you put out the eyes of these men? We will not come up.
See, John, let's find verse number 21.
Then we jump to verse 21.
Zahlukaniseni nalenhlangano ukuba ngibaqede ngokuphazima kweso.
Separate yourselves from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment.
Bawa ngobuso babo bathi Nkulunkulu, Nkulunkulu wemimoya yenyama yonke. Kona umuntu munye uthukuthelele inhlangano yonke na.
And they fell on their faces and said, O God, the God of the spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin, and will you be angry with all the congregation?
Verse number 28.
Verse 28.
UMose wathi, niyakwazi ngalokhu ukuthi uJehova ungithumile ukwenza yonke le msebenzi, ngokuba angiyenzanga ngowami umqondo.
And Moses said, hereby you shall know that the Lord has sent me to do all these works, and that it has not been of my own accord.
Uma uthola ithuba ekhaya unesikhathi ungayifunda usukele evesini lokuqala uqhubeke nawe ifunde kuyindaba okungaqedeki ukuyifunda.
Now if you have time at home, it would be good that you read this whole chapter from verse 1 and onwards. It's something that you cannot get to the end of it.
Njoba ngishilo sekube yizwi eselibe senhlizweni yami isikhathi eside lile.
As I've said, this word has been on my heart for quite a while.
Ngihlupheka uma ngifunda le ndaba ngibuka isimo sonke uMose ekwadinga ukuthi abhekane naso.
And I was troubled in my heart when I read this and I saw the situation that Moses had to face.
Okugcizeleleke enhlizweni yami ukuba ngikhulume ngakho namhlanje noma ngikhulume ngalo lelizwe namhlanje kungenxa yesigameko engihlangane naso kwenye inkonzo ngesonto lelesiphuma kulona.
Now, what especially impressed it even more upon my heart to speak on this word was that which I met up with last Sunday.
Lokho kwangenza ukuba ngijule ngikubukisise ukuthi sibhekene noma ibandla libhekene nesihlava esimbi uma uNkulunkulu engasizanga ukuba sisetshenzwe.
And I realized that the congregation is really facing a difficult and a bitter time and some poison unless the Lord assists us to deal with that poison.
Uma ibandla likhula uNkulunkulu esebenza ebandleni kuhle futhi kuyinto ejabulisayo nelethe ithemba lebandla ukuthi nasesikhathini esizayo lizoqhubeka.
Now when the church grows, that is a good thing, and that brings you hope that that church will continue into the future.
Kodwa ingozi nesihlava esingena ebandleni namhlanje kuyisihlava sabantu abangenayo ebandleni nasemsebenzini kaNkulunkulu. Ngizothi bethi babiziwe kodwa bengakulungele ukuba baluswe.
But the danger is this, that with the expansion of God's church, there are people that slip in, and there may be a poisonous root, and these people come and they say they've been called to God's work, but they are not ready for it.
Kulesi sikhathi esiphila kusona, ibandla lihlaselwe isihlava sabantu abathi babiziwe ukushumayela ivangeli kodwa bengazimisela ukuba bathobele ubuholi uNkulunkulu akabekile phambi kwabo.
The church is attacked by a poison of people that infiltrate into the church and they become part of the church and they even have a position in the church, but they're not prepared to submit to the leadership of the church.
Ngenxa yokuthi bafika namhlanje izinto sezizinhle sezi ngamanye amazimgaqo seyenziwe seyileveliwe amagibhugibha seleveliwe sebefika ke bona bangafuni ukuba bathobele labo uNkulunkulu akababekile phambi kwabo.
When they get into the work, the roads have been made, they've been leveled, the low places have been filled up, the high places have been leveled, all the rough places have been made smooth, all of the hard work has been done. And now they come into it and they're not prepared to submit to those people who went before, who did all that hard work, to their leadership.
Yebo mhlambe ungumshumayeli, ungumvangeli, noma yipi indima oyidlalayo ebandleni, mhlambe khona wanikezwa leso sikhundla ukuba usebenze kusona. Kodwa laba bantu uNkulunkulu akababekile phambi kwakho kuba babe ngabaholi. Mhlambe emahlweni akho babukeka bedelelekile, mhlambe wena sefundile ukhuluma isingisi kahle kunabo, ngenxa yalokho awusafuni ukubuthobe phansi kwabo.
Yes, perhaps you have been given some role, some function where you can maybe preach, maybe you're an evangelist, and you can do something in the church, but now you start looking down on those whom God has placed as leaders, maybe because you can speak better English than they do, or something else that you can do better, and now you look down on them.
Kule ndaba sifundile, sifunda indaba ebuhlungu, edabukisayo, ukuthi abantu abebenikezelwe ukuba mabaholwe, bavukela lobu buholi uNkulunkulu akabekile phambi kwabo.
And here in this passage that we've read, we find a people rebelling against the leadership that God had appointed over them.
Sifunda ukuthi bahlangana okhora neqembu lakhe ukuba bamvukele uMose, bamelane nalokho uMose akakwenzayo, noma bamelane nobuholi akaqhubayo phakathi kwabo.
Korah and all his company rose up in rebellion against Moses and that which Moses did.
Lokho sikufunda la eBhayibhelini okufanayo ncimishini nakulesi sikhathi esiphila kusona. La khona abantu befika indlela iqanjiwe bafuna ukuqambe yabo indlela.
That's exactly the same what we're experiencing in this time, where the road has been made, the direction has been given, but then these people want to make their own road and take their own direction.
Laba bantu bebebekela ubuholi phambi kwabo kwahamba bambona engafanelwe isikhundla uNkulunkulu akambeke kuso, baqala bamvukela. Futhi mawufunda ufunda ubuhlazo obuphindiwe amagama abawasebenzisayo, wasikhiphe ezweni lokuba sizofela ehlane, awusingenisanga nasezweni elinojunelinyosi.
Yeah, these people rise up against Moses, rebelling against him, and speaking in the most insolent manner that you can imagine. Speaking to Moses, saying, "You took us out of a land flowing with milk and honey, and now you didn't give us what you promised you'll give us so that we'll die here in the wilderness."
Laba bantu ababengazange bazikhethele lobu buholi, uNkulunkulu osezulwini wabona kufanele ukuba ambeke uMose kube nguye ozohamba phambi kwabo. UNkulunkulu eyalezi imyalezo yakhe ngoMoses. Kodwa lapho befika bezibona sebehlakaniphile noma sebenamandla, sebekhuluma kabi ngaye, sebeyamvukela.
These people didn't elect their leaders. They didn't choose that this person is going to be their leader. It was God himself who appointed Moses over them. God himself who ordained that he would give his commandments to Moses and Moses would pass it on to the people. But here we find these people speaking in such an insolent manner to these leaders.
Ngamanye amazwi laba bantu bafika la khona sebethi sesingakwazi ukuzohola noma ephila uMoses sesingamwriter off, asengahlukana nathi, akasiyeke manje, siyakwazi ukuzohola, sokwazi ukuzingenisa nasezweni lesithembiso.
These people became big in their own eyes. They saw it fit that they can now take decisions. They can now lead. And they can say what must be done. This Moses, who is he? They wrote him off while he was still alive.
Kunjani emabandleni ethu namhlanje? Akunjalo yini njengalesi sikhathi esifunda ngaso?
What is it like in the church today and in our church? Isn't it like this time of which we read here?
La sesibamba amakhokhasi sithi hayi ubishop usekhulile manje akahlehle manje adedela abani. Kodwa uNkulunkulu wambona efanele lesi sikhundla akamnikeza sona, sekufika thina esibasha netechnology yakulesi sikhathi, hayi use outdated manje, sidinga into zakulesi sikhathi.
And maybe you have your caucus and you say, you know, we've got to kick this bishop out, we've got to get rid of him because he's outdated. We know modern day technology, we've got much better ways to do things. He's too old fashioned.
Lezo isekele uNkulunkulu akazakha akazibeka ngaye lo mholi namhlanje sesimdegradile, anginalo igama lesizulu engingalibeka, kodwa sesimehlise wazi waphelelwa ivelu ngoba thina sesisemandleni namhlanje. UNkulunkulu wambona efanele kuze kube namhlanje usambona efanele noma thina sibona bengasafanele.
But that person God saw fit to appoint and ordain that person to lay the foundation that was laid. Today, we degrade, devalue that person, strip him of all his value. But in God's eyes, that person hasn't lost their value.
Njoba ngishilo ngathi lokhu kugcwaliseke enhlizweni yami kuba ngikhulume ngakho ngenxa lokho engihlangane nakho ngesonto eledlule.
As I said, that which really impressed upon my heart to speak about this word was that which I met up with last Sunday.
Angazi noma ngizothi impucuko noma ismodeni noma ngizothi yini, kodwa engahlangana nakho ngathi ha kwaze kwababhlungu ukuthi labo bantu uNkulunkulu akabathemba waqala ngabo umsebenzi
sebethathiswa kwento nje noma kube sengathi kube wasatemulu sakudlaliswa kuthi hayi mdala hayi umdala hayi mdala ungahlala la hayi mdala umdala sefuna shayelwe isiginci njena kudinga ukuthi akadance ngoba mdala hayi mdala hlala mdala.
That which I met up with, I don't know if it's a modern trend or what it is it maybe so-called progress, I don't know what you can call it, but where people treat somebody who is an older person very lightly, without respect, and yes, they just, they still accept that person and they bear with that person, as because they're old, they just will bear with that person, say, you sit over there and we'll carry on.
Lo mdala bathi mdala mdala ubishop webandla hayi wayendle yodwa nje kodwa ubishop webandla international kodwa kwamandla usengene dondoloze kuthi hayi mdala mdala hlala la mdala hayi ke bagxume benze konke okunye mdala 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 wena mdala uzobusisa wena uyacabanga nje sekumina sengizokhomanda obaba le bandla ethi hayi wena uzokwenza ukuthi wena uzokwenza ukuthi.
And where they just bear with that older person, this person is a bishop. Not of one church, not the leader of one church, but the leader of many congregations. And now they'll say to the person, well, you're so old here. You know, you can sit over there. We'll carry on. We'll conduct the service. Yes, when we need somebody to bless something, you can come and you can bless that. Can you imagine that? Giving instructions like that. And for example, me telling Reverend Stegan what he must do.
Umese sukuma ubaba lo bishop uthi hawo batabami kwakungenje sasingazenzi izinto kanje.
And when this older man, this older father, this bishop got up, he said, my children, this isn't the way we used to do it.
Batabami indlela ibuzwa kwabaphambili ukuze niphumelele ukuze uNkulunkulu asebenze phakathi kwenu akwenziwa kanje.
My children, if you want God at work in your midst, you need to ask the way from those who've gone before. This is not the way that God has taught us.
Hayi mdala, unganaki mdala into zakhona mdala. Uyakhuluma njalo umfundisi, uyakhuluma ubishop phambi kwebandla. Hayi mdala, unganaki mdala into zakhona.
And then they just glibly brush it off. It's like water from a duck's back. They say, no, you older one. You old man, no, we know what we're doing. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. Relax.
Kodwa lo mdala othathwa ngaleyo ndlela uyayikhomba indlela uthi hayi bantu bami ngisho nendlela esengqoka ngayo kulela kithi sasingenzi kanje. Oh, ha 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 ha, uzwe kumdala.
And then he says, no, I'm telling you, this isn't the way we used to do it. And even the way that you are getting dressed now, that's not the way what God has taught us, the way of modesty. Oh, and then there's a guffawing of laughter. Just hear the old man speaking.
Ay, batabami, ukuzumoya ingcwele. Athumele ingelosi yakhe ihlale phakathi kwethu. Sasingenzi kanje. Lokhu kucula senishaya amakhwele, nishaya imfijoli. Sasingakwenzi batabami. Joho, awuzwe kumdala, hey mdala. Sekuyisikhathi esidala leso, manje siphila kulesi sikhathi.
And we would say, you know, we would ask the Holy Spirit to come and be in our midst. And the Holy Spirit had to be at home in our midst where he could work. We didn't go about it the way that you're going with all your whistling, with all your kind of music that you're playing. That's not the way that we did it. Oh, what a guffawing of laughter. Just hear what he's saying.
Umuntu ogcotshiwe egcotshwa uye lo bishop uye namhlanje osemelana no bishop phambi kwehlwele.
The person who was anointed by that bishop, or ordained rather by that bishop, that is the person now who is going against the bishop in front of the whole congregation.
Ngamanye amazwi ingane yakhe ngokomoya seyizibona seyikhulile seyihlakaniphile ngaphezu kwalo bishop namhlanje.
So in other words, it's his child, his spiritual child. And now he thinks he knows more and he knows better what's to be done than this old bishop.
kuyafana ncimishini okwenziwa ukhora elithi iBhayibheli waqoqa amadoda athi hayi kwanele manje asimtshele uMose uhlulekile yithi sesizokwazi ukuziqhubekela.
Exactly what Korah did, where he called men together and he had a meeting with them and he said, men, Moses had his opportunity and he's failed. We need to let him know now who's boss here and that we'll take leadership ourselves.
Mhlambe nithi hayi ukhuluma ngento eliye sasingekho sihlangene nalabo Korah noMose ahlangene nabo kodwa phakathi kwethu labo uNkulunkulu akababekile phambi kwethu basahlele ezihlalweni zabo enhlizweni zethu nasezihlalweni lezo uNkulunkulu akababeka kuzo na.
Yes, maybe you say, well, we weren't there during the time of Korah. You're speaking about something that's unrelated to us. But tell me, those people whom God has appointed as leaders, do they still have their rightful position of respect in your heart?
Hayi ungazi ugijima uye le nale angizili kuzobancengela ukuthi nibahloniphe, nibalalele. Hayi uma ubahloniphe uqhubeke, uma ungabahloniphi futhi hayi ayikho inkinga.
No, I'm not here to plead with you and to beg you, please show them some respect. No, if you don't want to respect them, that's up to you.
Kodwa labo uNkulunkulu akababekile noma ngabe badlala yiphi role empilweni yokuthi ababe ngabaholi ubabekile nendaweni leyo uNkulunkulu akababeke kuyona na.
But let me ask you, that position that God has given them, that leadership role for which God has appointed and ordained them, do they occupy that same position in your heart and life?
Esikoleni ama-prefects lawa abekiwe ukuba abe ngabaholi bene esikoleni nabantwana besikole. Ngabe enhlizweni yakho bakuyo leyo position uNkulunkulu akababeke kuyo? Ngabe ubahlonipha ngaleyo ndlela uNkulunkulu akalindele ukuthi ubahloniphe ngayo na?
For example, prefects in a school, they have been given that position of authority or that particular responsibility. Do you respect them for that? Do you respect the responsibility and authority that they've been given over you?
No, uyabahleba uhlekisa ngabo babona bengafanele kwangaba ngcono kube kwaba ubani ngabe ngalokho uNkulunkulu yadumiseka yini athi impela uyabahlonipha.
Or do you laugh at them, you despise them, you mock them, you say it would have been better if so and so had been appointed? Tell me, in your behavior like that, your attitude towards them, is God's name being praised and glorified?
Uthisho okufundisayo esikoleni ubekiwe ukuthi abe umzali wakhe esikoleni. Mhlambe maye pronounce aka pronounce ngalendlela lena yabona le yakho le no but no because. Ngabe ivalue yakhe uumzali empilweni yakho noma ngoba umbuka mhlambe u same age wakho bese umthatha nomi kanjani?
Or the teacher whom God has appointed to be in the classroom, to be your teacher, to be like a proxy parent to you there. How do you respect and honor that teacher? Or is it maybe because their pronunciation isn't so correct, or maybe according to you they don't pronounce it as they should, but no, but because, and now you look down upon them because of that?
Emsebenzini la usebenza khona loyo bekiwe phambi kwakho ukuthi kube nguyo okuyalelayo ukuthi kudinga ukuthi kwenziweni ngabe uhleli kwiposition uNkulunkulu akambeke kuyo ngabe uNkulunkulu uyadumiseka athi amen indlela omhlonipha ngayo na.
Or there at work, your supervisor, whoever has been appointed over you in an oversight over you, do you respect and honor that person as you should?
Noma mhlamba umbone delelekile kwazwa bekelwane nakwazi ngishona nokukhuluma nesingisi mekumele akhulume nabaqashi uzabize thina sizomhumushela cha uNkulunkulu wakubona kufanele ukuthi lo angaba umholi ngabe uyahlonipheka yini adumiseke yini uNkulunkulu uma ebona indlela esimhlonipha ngayo lo beki ukuthi akasole.
And maybe you say, well, that person can't even speak English properly when they've got to speak to the employers. That person's got to ask us to come and interpret or translate for them. They can't speak proper English. But that person is the person whom God saw fit to put into that position. Do you honor and respect that position? And is God glorified through the way that you treat that person?
ngikhuluma ngekhundla zasemhlabeni. How much more labo bantu uNkulunkulu akababizile wabagcoba ukuba babe ngabaholi bevangeli sibahlonipha kangakanani.
Now I'm speaking here of mere earthly positions. How much more those whom God have ordained and God has anointed and given them positions in his church. How much more should we respect that?
Sisalalela imiyalelo le uNkulunkulu akabafundisa yona ukuthi ukuze ngihlale phakathi kwenu. Nansi indlela ekudinga ukuba nilandele. Sisakuthobela lokho noma sesithi hayi. Cha phela kwakubalungele bona isikhathi zethu manje.
Do we still submit to those instructions where they say God has taught us to go about things like this so that he would be in our midst? Or do you take it? Yes, no, that was perhaps for their time. It's not for us anymore.
Laba abantu babe ubambile umyalelo ukuthi uMoses nguyo beki ukuthi abakhiphe ezweni lobugqila ahambe nabo ayobangenisa ezweni elivame uju nenyosi izwe lesithembiso babe kubambile lokho.
God had anointed Moses to lead them out of that land of slavery and of bondage to a land flowing with milk and honey.
Lowo myalelo babe ubambile bewugcinile ukuthi nakho kulindeleke kuMose kuba kwenze kithi.
That was something which they grasped, at least they understood that point, that was what he was appointed for.
Kodwa lapho baphuphuthekiseka khona ukuthi azange batshelwe noma bazange bayihluphe ukubuza ukuthi Moses njengoba usithatha kuzosithatha isikhathi esingakanani.
But where they went astray and where they were blinded and where they didn't go and ask and inquire was they never asked how long would it take to get there.
UMoses emyalweni uNkulunkulu ayemnikeze wona zanga gudluke kuwo wama ukuthi mina ngibekelwe ngithunyiwe ukuba ngibathathe labantu ngize ngiyobangenisa kodwa bona bahlupheke endleleni ngoba berush izinto.
Moses never deviated from God's calling upon his life where he was called to fulfill that, to lead them from bondage into freedom, into that land, that promised land. But the problem was these people wanted to rush things.
Bangaki phakathi kwethu abayishayisile bazithuka sebesakaze endongeni ngenxa yokujaha izinto kuthiwa ke silinde sithandaze hayi kade ngalinda impendulo ngiyitholi agxuma umuntu ayishayise.
How often don't people land up where they get into an accident, so to say, things go wrong in their lives because they're not prepared to wait. Somebody says, let's wait, let's be patient, let's pray, we wait upon the Lord, and they're not prepared to do that.
Yabona umuntu afike ezocela iseluleko mase umluleka kanti vele yena usevele uselulekelekele engqondweni yakhe uyazi ukuthi fanele uphume la uma ungaphumi ngala kusho ukuthi hayi wena umlalela umoya yena umlalela kangcono kodwa uze kwena ezokwenza isiwula ukuthi iphendula le nto akane answer yayo.
You know there are people that do that. They come to the counselor, they come with their so-called question or their request, but they already have the answer. They already know, well, if you answer them like this or answer them like that, that would fit in with them. But if you don't do that, then you're not listening properly to the Holy Spirit and they're just making you to be their little fool.
Umuthi linda angalinda uma seyishayisile efuna buye kuza kuwe futhi hayi manje sengibe nenkinga ngashayiseka bekade kuthiweni.
And you know, you say, wait upon the Lord. They go ahead. They do it. They get into a problem. Once they're in the problem, they come back. What must I do now? I've got this problem.
UNkulunkulu esezulwini wababuka laba bantu bemhlukumeza uMoses. Kwafika la khona ethi yabona Moses noAaron zihlukanisene laba bantu ukuze ngidile nabo.
And then God said to Moses, Moses, get away from these people. Separate yourself from them so that I may consume them in a moment.
Kunabantu bazalwana abashumayele ivangeli bakuphendula abantu uNkulunkulu wasebenza ngabo ngenxa yesibusiso sabaholi uNkulunkulu akabagcobile bebeseva ngaphansi kwabo.
You know there are people in the ministry who have been preaching and where people were saved under their ministry, under their preaching, they got converted. They repented And it was because of the blessing that rested upon the leaders of that work. Now maybe you don't quite grasp what I'm trying to say. Let me try and clarify it to you.
UMoses konke akakwenzile ehola abantwana bakwaIsrayeli kwangesikho ukuhlakanipha namandla akhe kodwa wayekwazi ukwenza kuphumelele ngenxa yamandla kaNkuluNkulu nesibusiso esiphezulu kwempilo yakhe.
Moses didn't achieve and accomplish all that which he did out of his own strength because he was so clever and so good. He could only accomplish it because of God's blessing upon him and God's power working through him.
Ingakho ngithi zikhona intombi zikhona insizwa obaba nomama uNkulunkulu asebenze ngabo beshumayela beshumayela baphenduka abantu besizakale hayi ngoba bona bebenamandla kodwa ngenxa yesandla sikaNkulunkulu asibeke phezu kwe leadership ebebeseva ngaphansi kwabo.
And so there are young men, there are young women, fathers and mothers who've been preaching, doing God's work, and God has blessed it, and God has used them and worked through them, but not out of their own doing, not because they were so good, just because of God's blessing upon them and God's blessing upon the leadership to which they submitted.
Abanye mhlambe nasekwayeni umuntu abonakala ecula kahle athi maye ecula kubonakala abantu behlini yembezi hayi ngobe nephimbe elihle ngobe kwazi ukuthi athinta inhliziyo kodwa kungenxa yesibusiso sobuholi akakhonza ngaphansi kwabo.
And you see a person singing in a choir and the people wiping away tears, being moved by the music and the singing, not because that person has got such a beautiful and wonderful voice and can move people to tears, is because of God's blessing and God working because of the leadership to which they submit and God's blessing upon that leadership.
Ngenxa yemanga uNkulunkulu akazenze ngalabo bantu beseva ngaphansi kobuholi uNkulunkulu akabugcobile. Bahambe laba bantu bese befika la bezibona benamandla wokwenza. Bese thi uNkulunkulu ake ngisuse isandla sami phezu kwalomuntu ukuze kuvele ukuthi ungubani.
And then these people were able to perform miracles, mighty deeds, due to God's blessing on them, God working in an amazing way because of the leadership and God's blessing on that leadership. And then these people think, well, you know, we could do this. We can stand on our own 2 feet. We can also do it in our strength. And God says, let me just remove my hand from that person that it can become open and obvious what that person is like.
Khona abantu abanenhlanhla yokuthi kube uNkulunkulu osusa isandla sakhe. Mhlambe labo bantu okunguNkulunkulu othatha isinyathelo sokususa isandla sakhe, kusheshe kuse kubo babone ukuthi uNkulunkulu ususile isandla sakhe.
And maybe in some cases we can say it's mercy when God himself removes his hand from that person for a while. And maybe they quickly come to their senses and they realize that they are absolutely nothing without God.
Kodwa ibandla kulesi sikhathi esiphila kusona linabantu abagxuma bathi sesinamandla okuzimela sesingazihambela aphuma umuntu athi angikwazi ukuqhubeka nalento kunemthetho kunalo kunalokhu aphuma athi uyoqala kwakhe ngoba uthwele ekhanda lakhe ukuthi nginamandla mina ngishumayela abagcwala abantu baphenduke.
But today you get people that say, you know what, I can now go off on my own, I'm used by God enough. People get converted, they get saved under my ministry. So I can go out on my own now. I can stand on my own 2 feet. I can go my own direction.
Ngenxa mhlambe yalelo gatsha olusile ubona abantu bengena abashana badala bagcwele abalandwanga wena abalandwanga ukwenza kahle kwakho kodwa kunalesi sandla sesibusiso sikaNkuluNkulu phezu kobuholi okhonza ngaphansi kwabo.
And I forget one thing. It wasn't through their own doing that the people maybe filled the church benches or maybe at that branch where they were preaching. It was due to God's blessing upon their life, God working, and God's blessing also on the leadership of which he submits.
Bangaka baphumile emabandleni bethi boqala imsebenzi bahamba bayoqala imkhukhu yabo namhlanje imkhukhu yawa ngenxa ukuthi abafuna ukuholwa.
And then you find these people, they go out, they want to start their own little church, just like somebody going out building a shack somewhere, and eventually that shack collapses. Why? God's blessing isn't there.
Ngeke uNkulunkulu ayokubusisa emazweni ehluleke ukuba kubusise noma uhluleke ukuba uthobe phansi kobuholi uNkulunkulu akabekile phezu kwakho. Ngeke uyoba isibusisi ezweni elikude uhluleke ukuba ube isibusiso phansi kobuholi uNkulunkulu akabeke phezu kwakho.
You can never think you'll go to a far off country. You'll be used of God. You'll be blessed. God will work through you if you fail to submit to the leadership to which God has appointed you there where you are.
uNkulunkulu egoba ngokuthi wena hlala phansi ulungise yakhe impilo uhluleke ukuthoba bese ucathi bayokuthobelwa lapha emkhukhwini ngeke bakujobele.
If you fail to submit to God when God says to you make your life right and you're not prepared to do it, how do you ever expect other people are going to submit to you?
Uma lowo obekiwe phezu kwakho kuba kuhole egoba ethi hayi mfana wami ukuze ihashi lijakadule kahle libanjwa kanje ungafuni ukulibamba khohle ukuthi bayokulalela khohle ukuthi uyokwazi ukuthoba ngaphandle uhluleke ukuthoba phansi kwalowo ubuholi uNkulunkulu akabekele bona.
When somebody trains you and tells you this is how you've got to hold those, this is how you've got to ride it, if you do that, you'll be successful. You're not prepared to listen. Don't think people far away are going to listen to you and submit to your leadership.
Ingakho namhlanje sinamabandla amaningi ochithisaka wamabandla. Abantu bahluleka ukuholwa ngokuthoba phansi kobuholi. uNkulunkulu akabekile useyaphuma umuntu uyoqala umsebenzi wakhe. Usebizwa God of men, man of God, man of hour. Noma ungabizwa ngani, uma waphuma uhluleke ukuthoba, khohle ukuthi khona into yakhe emazweni.
That's why we've got a multitude of churches today. All people that splinter off from their church and they'll go and start their own little church somewhere and you want to be called a man of God there. Never, if you're not prepared to submit to leadership.
So, sandelwe ibandla noma amabandla abantu abanenkani abangalaleli ngani na abantu ahola lawo mabandla abahluleke ukuholwa ukuthobela ubuholo phezu kwabo bese bayoqala imisebenzi uhamba nesiqalekiso sokungalaleli uthemba ukuthi bayokulalela labo bayobashumayeza uyoshumayela ukungalaleli ibandla elizokhula lingalaleli linenkani.
And we are troubled by these people that are stubborn and churches that are stubborn. Why is that? Because the people that even started those churches, they failed to submit to their own leadership and now the whole thing is just perpetuated like that.
Ngoba uhluleke ukulalela ingakho noma usuphethe ibandla ufice esontweni umuntu kuyashunyayelwa ivangeli umuntu afana aqala iculo la kungadingeke khona culo indlela yokumelana yesipucuko ukuthi hayi le nto akayikhulumayo manje sekwanele basiqala iculo simvale ngengoma nje.
You know what people sometimes do? The preacher preaches and then all of a sudden while he's preaching somebody starts a song. Why? That's just his way of saying now you shut up. Keep your mouth shut. We've heard enough of what you were saying. And it's just now their civilized way of saying that. And it's just a way of going against the preacher.
Uhlushwa inkanuko wena uNkulunkulu udinga ukuba kusize enkanukweni athi umhola ke sithandaze uthi hayi nginayo imali mina ngikwazi lo ngivinda ngizohamba ngiyoshadela uhamba uyoshada ibandla lakho logcwala inkanuko.
And maybe you troubled by lust and your counselor, your leader says, let's pray that the Lord will deliver you. And then you decide, no, my way out of this predicament, I've got to go and get married. And you go off and you go and get married and you start off your own splinter church. That will be the problem in that church where you're preaching, will be lust.
Ucabanga ukuthi inkanuko ziyophela ngoba nakuse ushadile udinga ukukhululwa kuqala andukuba ushade uthi hayi mina nemali mina usathana ungilinga nje nginemali ngakwazi ukuthi ngishade ushade kube worse umfundisi uya angilungisa amagama umfundisi uyashumayela kodwa kuyakhulelwa lesontweni abakhulelisana abazalwa nebodwa bakhuleliswa umfundisi esontweni.
Some people have the idea that marriage is a solution to lust. Let me tell you, it's not the solution. You've got to be delivered from that sin first, And only then can you go and get married. But a person says, you know what? I've got enough money. I'm good enough to be independent. I can start a marriage, a family. I can go and get a wife. And you go and get a wife. And then you have your own church. And the problem is that people get pregnant in the church, not because of other people, but it's even the minister making them pregnant.
Ngeke uhluleke ukthoba phansi kwalo uNkulunkulu akambekile ukuthi uthobe abe umholi kuwe bese ucabanga ukuthi uyokwazi ukuyoqala umkhukhu wakho bese bekuthobela wena uhluleke ukulalela.
Don't ever think that if you fail to submit yourself to the leadership that God has appointed over you, you can go off and start your own church and there people will submit to you and it will go well there.
Ukuze uzibone ukuthi akuphumeleli lokho okwenzayo, hlehla ubuke uhambe kanjani phansi kwaleso sandla phansi kwalobo obholi obubekelwe bona yini izinto zibe nje zingafana la usuka khona.
So if things go wrong, if things don't go as you expected, then go back on your track, backtrack and find out where did things go wrong, and perhaps you'll find it was there where you were unable to submit yourself.
Singayibuka ngokwasebandleni sibuke ngisho nangasohlangothini lemndeni. Ngeke ngibe indoda engalawuleki, indoda engalaleli engakwazi ukuthoba, ukulalela uma unkosikazi ebeka umbono. Ngithi hayi mina ngingatshelwa, kodwa njalo lo mbono unkosikazi akawubekayo, ngithuka njalo sengiyishaya odongweni. Zoba indoda enjani, ngizolalelwa kanjani uma ngikhuluma kwabanye abantu ngihluleka ukuthoba.
Let me just take it in a family even. Maybe your wife comes with a suggestion and you always go against it because the suggestion comes from your wife. You're not prepared to accept it. But then eventually things go wrong because you always go against it. How do you think things will ever go well?
Nakho-ke bese bezosho nangoku untokozo-ke manje ungenali ngaphi-ke ngalapho. Cha, uma unkosikazi eqhamuka nesiboni nombono owakhayo umbono nobuNkulunkulu ngingabulaleli kodwa emva kokuba kade ngilulekile ngiyishaya odongweni uzoqhubeka ngilalele ngelila ngama ngikhuluma into uzothi vele ngoba kezwe akaqhubeka akazenzele ngendlela akabona ngayo.
Now maybe you say, but you know, what do you say when you say that, should I listen to my wife? That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying if she comes with something that God has shown her and then she shares that with you, and just because she's sharing with you, you're not prepared to accept it, and you go against it, and then you bash yourself against the wall. Tell me, how will she ever submit to you and listen to you when you speak to her?
Angikhulumi ngembono yamakhosikazi aphuphile ngokomoya. Mina unkosikazi uzokutshela ukuthi kuyabanda singayisontweni, this and that. Angikhulumi ngaleyo mbono. Kodwa ngikhuluma ngembono, umbono obona ukuthi unobuNkulunkulu akuxwayise ungalaleli uyishaye odongweni. Kusasa uzophinda abuye nombono, ngeke aphinde akutshele umbono. Nama ungezwa ngiyakuyeka futhi uhambe uyishaye odongweni, qhubeka ngendlela obona ngayo.
And I'm not speaking about silly suggestions from women that are not God-fearing, that say, well, you know, it's so cold today, let's not go to church. I'm not speaking about those suggestions. I'm speaking about that which God has revealed to her, and she shares it with you, and then you don't accept it, things go wrong. The next day when the Lord shows her something again, she won't come and share it with you anymore because you didn't accept it the previous time, and neither will I.
Kanjalo nomama ongaboniseki nanga umuntu nanga uNkulunkulu umuntu akambekile akabe umholi phambi kwakho usaba sakutshela ukuthi ayi kodwa mawa abantwana akwenziwa kanje cha mama abantwana akezwa izithelo zalokhu uzozibona ngisho naseyinganeni zakhe ukuthi umama akezwa noma ubunye abukho phakathi kukamama nobaba neyngane zidonsa zibhekele ngoba noma nobaba naye badonsa babhekele.
And you wife, how is it? Do you submit to that leadership that God has appointed over you, to your husband? When he says, my wife, I don't think this is the right way, you always go against him, always at loggerheads, and your children will follow suit because they look at your example.
Nakhona ngisho bomama uthi nilalele izluleko zobaba baba baphuphile. Ubaba okutshela ukuthi akwenziwe imsangano ekuhlukanisa noNkulunkulu. Umsangano umphupho leyo. Kodwa ngisho ubaba mina omunye noNkulunkulu obeka iziyalo ezinobuNkulunkulu uyakuthobela lokho noma ukuthobeli na.
And I'm not saying you must listen to sinful, disgusting, disgraceful whatever kind of suggestions or commands he comes to you with. No, I'm not speaking about that. I'm speaking about God-fearing, upright men who come to you and lead you in the way of God. People always get things back to front, and then they come and they say, you know what? The Bible says he is my king on earth. I've got to listen to him. No, you mustn't listen to him if he leads you to hell. A man mustn't think he can just do anything and he can just rule the roost and do as he likes and bring worldly things into the house and godless things. And then he says, well, my wife has got to listen to me. She's got to submit to me because the Bible says until death does separate you.
Ukuze sibe ngabantu, sibe nebandla. Eliyokwazi ukuba likhule. Kuyoqala emndenini yethu ukuthi siyakwazi ukuthobela lo uNkulunkulu akambekile ukuba bengumholi. Kanjalo ibandla liyokhula lihlonishe, lihlonipheke, sihlonishwe ngokushumayela kwethu. More special thina abashumayela abasha uma siyohlonipha ubuholi obudala uNkulunkulu akabekile phezu kwethu.
Our church will be healthy and will grow if in the families you prepare to listen and submit to the leadership that has been appointed in the family. And likewise in the church as well. God will be able to work through us, those of us who do the work of the ministry, if we are prepared to submit to the leadership appointed over us.
Kodwa ingozi enkulu ukuqala kokuphucwa amandla kwalabo kobuholi uNkulunkulu akabekile ebandleni buqala ekhaya la khona kuqalwa kusolwa izinto ezibekwe uNkulunkulu ebandleni ukuthi standard sebandla simi la sihamba la qalwe ku question ekhaya iqala ingane izokutshethwa makunankinga mangifake lesi skate.
And then the danger of stripping your authority, your leadership of their authority, that very often starts at home, where questions are being asked, where you question and you doubt decisions being made, and you ask things like, Mom, what's the problem if I wear a skirt like this?
Afike ngeyilanga nje egunde ngamabomu, ngamabomu ngathi uyishemlile. Athi mayi khona inkinga makunje.
And then one day, maybe they come with a certain style where they cut their hair in a certain way. And they make as if it was just by mistake, you know, it was just a slip. And they say, Mom, is it a problem if my hair is like this?
Namhlanje khona into ezenziwa la kuma cellphone. Angazi kanjani, kodwa uthatha isithombe somuntu, ukwazi ukumfaka amacici, umenze inwele, angazi kanjani, umphophothe, ufike ingane ikukhombise. Kunjani nje ugeli wakho mama enje? Eh? Uphendula uthini? Uyaqala uthi hayi kwana mntana mina ngiyibona inkinga inkinga nje umfundisi.
And you maybe you know you've got these apps where you can take a picture, snap a shot, take a snapshot and then you can embellish it with all certain maybe a different kind of a hair, maybe you put on earrings there and maybe you put on some lipstick and then you bring the picture to your mom and you say, "Mom, what does it look like if your girl looks like this?" And then your mom says, my child, no, it actually looks quite nice, but the problem is the minister.
Inkinga, akusi uNkulunkulu oshaya umthetho. Cha, inkinga lo mfundisi oshaya umthetho.
It's not God that you say that makes all the rules and the laws. It's only that minister. He spoils everything.
Hayi kodwa mayili ikuphi inkinga phela singazenzela nje mayi inkinga ikuphi.
But mom, you know, we free to just do this, and what would be the problem?
Kalingani yamsenga uma, uyamsenga ngokomoya, uyaqala uma na usefika kubaba na ilungisini inwele nje uphume ebhavu. Baba nje mangaqhamuka nje nginje ngathi ngaba njani.
And then she starts working on her mother, and she works on her mother, trying to soften her feelings. And then one day, maybe she comes out of the bathroom with the hair maybe all wrapped up in a certain way, I don't know what. And then come to the father, and father, what would you say if I would walk out like this?
cha ingane seyincela uma noma usencelekile useqala ukuzoncela indoda yala ekhaya nawe usezova nafike nje eshaya isketi noma ngabe usibhukulile nje anje baba nje mangabe nje ngihamba nawe edolobheni nginjena kungaba njani.
And or maybe the wife does that because the child works on the mother, eventually the mother works on her husband, and they say, what would you think if I go out dressed like this?
Izinto ziqale zicutshungunwe ekhaya ukuthi lokhu kwakufanele nikufanele mhlambe kwakuwriting ngezikhathi zenu kodwa manje ma uyabona nje manje izinto sezingashintshwa kuqala degrade umholi kuyafika esontweni akasalale lezi ngane lezi ebekade kukhulunywa nazo ngomfundisi sezifika sometimes sezibhala ofoni nqa kuzushepisi zidlala ama-cellphone esontweni yini indaba iqale phe ekhaya umfundisi akanavelwe ekhaya kuqala sekuzothiwa yebo baba umfundisi le esontweni kodwa ekhaya akanasithunes wehliswe ubani abazali bazi iy'ngane iy'ngane uma sezifika esontweni vele isithunzi nje lesi upopayi.
And so little by little they chip away at the standards, at the foundation that has been laid. And they say, well, what's wrong with this? What's wrong with it? And so by degree, they change things. And at home, because there's no respect for the minister, even when they come to church, you see the youth busy with their chappies, blowing bubbles, busy with their cell phone. No respect for the minister. Why not? Because at home, there's no respect for him.
Labo uNkulunkulu akababekile ukuba basihole. Basahleli nendaweni uNkulunkulu akababeka kuyo usatuseka uyadumiseka uNkulunkulu ngendlela esibaphatha ngayo na.
Those people whom God has ordained, do they still have their rightful place in our hearts and lives according to that which God has appointed them to? How do we, and is that to God's glory the way that we see them?
Ngenxa yokuhleba kwethu emakhaya, ngenxa yokukhuluma noma kanjani, ngalabo uNkulunkulu akababekile ukuthi babe ngabaholi, abasahlonipheke enganeni.
Because of the gossiping happening at home, therefore now these people have lost all their authority, they've lost all their dignity in front of these children.
Lo poison otshale enganeni zakho, no wonder why iy'ngane zakho zinje nasesikoleni. Ingane ifika isamhlonipha uthisha. Inkinga iqalephi? Iqale ekhaya ukuthi ingane ifika ikhulume ngothisha, nimqale nimlebule, nimfake amagama uthisha. Uyafika uthisha uthi no, ithi ingane yes.
And that poison infiltrates and it works through your children and it shows then eventually in their behavior. They get to school and the teacher says yes, they say no, or the other way around. Why is that? Because at home, you've been labeling that teacher. You've been giving all sorts of names to that teacher. And God said, separate yourself from this company. Separate yourself from this company that I may consume them in a moment.
Bazalwane uNkulunkulu akasize kakhulu thina eshumayela ivangeli lokuthi lapho uNkulunkulu esibeke khona akasibekanga ngephutha kodwa bakhona laba bangabaqambi bendlela noma namhlanje thina sesingashumayela size sikhulume ilimi. Uma bengayikhulumile uNkulunkulu wabagcoba bengazikhulumi uma sikhulu sishumayela size sidabula amadwala uNkulunkulu wababeka wababona befanele beshumayela bengawadabuli amadwala ukuthi ababe ngabaholi bethu akakabasuli akakabehlisi usababekile uNkulunkulu.
May God have mercy on us, especially we who preach the gospel, that we will continue to listen to the authority and the leadership of those appointed over us. If God saw it fit that they should be leaders, but they don't split open rocks and they don't speak in tongues, but still God saw them fit to be the leader, let's honor and respect that.
Nasemsebenzini esisebenza kuyona ungakuthathi kalula ukuthi unikeziwe leyo position oyidlalayo emsebenzini unikiwe yona uzungakhohlwa ilabo bantu uNkulunkulu akababekile ngaphezu kwakho nabo abakuappointile ukuthi wena sibanibani ungacindezela le computer ukuthi uyishaye ubheke emuva noma uyishaye ucimezile akubali lutho lokho wena kunalo muntu odinga ukuseva ngaphansi kwakhe.
And at work there is that structure where somebody is appointed over you. And yes, you've also been given a responsibility. You've been given a position. But now don't take things into your own hands and think, well, you can disregard them. No, you can only do what you're doing, whether you're working on the computer with your eyes closed or facing backwards, that's up to you. But you cannot disregard their authority over you.
Ngiyaphinda lo mbuzo awucabange nje untokozo njenganami nje sengifanele ngiyotshela baba umfundisi uthi baba umfundisi kumele into zibe kanje kanti kahle kahle ubani ongibeke kule ndawo engikuyona.
Now can you just imagine, for an example, me going to Reverend Stegan and instructing him and saying, Reverend Stegan, this is how things ought to be done, this is what you must do, this is what we must do. Can you imagine that? Whereas I am where I am because Reverend Stegan said I can be a co-worker of his.
Awucabanga iminyaka engaphezu kwamashumi ayisithupha uNkulunkulu esebenza kuze kube namhlanje esebenzisa lobu buholi bese kuzofika impukane nje efike namhlanje njenganami sizothi hayi kwakwenziwelani ukuthi yindaba ngingenziwa ukuthi yindaba ngingajolwe esontweni hawusibambane nje ngokucicane nje kunani hayi kahleni bazalwane. Labo uNkulunkulu wababeka wakhuluma nabo wathi laba bantu uzobahola uzoyobafaka eKhenani ukuthi nini akazange asibeke isikhathi uNkulunkulu uma wasibeka wasikhuluma noMoses uMoses owaziyo ngoba ethatha ama instructions kuNkulunkulu uma sesifuna ukuba uMoses sonke izophonseka iwenikeke lenqola.
And so these leaders, God had appointed them and God worked for many years through them, instructing them, teaching them, bringing about revival through them, working in a mighty way. And now I come along, I just a little fly, and then I say, now this is what must be done. We must change things like this. What's wrong with it if we hold with our little pinky in the church service and we hold hands like that? No, it can't go like that. Those are the people whom God has used, and those are the people whom God will use till the time that he has appointed. And he didn't give a time to Moses how long it will take to get there. If he did, only Moses knew about it because God received the instructions from God.
La madoda ahlangana ngobumuncu benhliziyo bazomgqolozela emahlweni uMoses uthi kuyinto encane ukuthi wasikhiphe ezweni wena awusingenisanga ezweni elinoluju nobisi nenyosi awusingenisanga uthi kuyinto encane lokho. Akunjalo yini kithina abazalwa namhlanje la sesivukele khona umbuso walabo uNkulunkulu akababekile phambi kwethu na.
So these people, Dathan, Abiram, and Korah, all of them, they looked at Moses like with daggers in their eyes, and they said, is it a small thing for you that you took us up out of a land flowing with milk and honey, and you to kill us here in the wilderness? And you make yourself a prince over us, and you didn't give us the inheritance that you said you would. And they speak like that. Is that something that is acceptable before God?
Laba bantu bafikelwa bavukelwa ulaka nenhliziyo ezigcwele ubumuncu sebembona uMoses njengomuntu ongumbulali osenamandla okubathatha imphefumulo yabantu sebekhohliwe uNkulunkulu sebekhohliwe ukuthi babefa nasezweni lobugqili kodwa ngoba nakho basehlane babona lesi sithunzi noma babona lo muntu ongelutho phambi kwabo ukuthi umthetho wakho asikhiphela lokho.
And these people, they now smear Moses as if he's a murderer, that he's killed them, and they forgot they also died there in the land of slavery. But now, because it's happening here in the wilderness, they look at this Moses who's just like some kind of some apparition before them for whom they've got absolutely no respect. And they say, is that what you've come to do to us?
Kuhle kwesimo esiphila kusona namhlanje. Abantu bayafa ngapha nangapha ngenxa ka-COVID. Engineqiniso lakhe, akekho umuntu ovanafe nje ngoba kuthanda umuntu. Kodwa ukuze umphefumulo uhlukane nomuntu ngoba uNkulunkulu usuke esevumile. Hhayi kodwa namhlanje lo hulumeni wadisentethi lona. Kungcono-ke noma ethi umuntu uhulumeni ngoba uyawuhlanganisa. Kodwa sebezomkhomba ilo Ramaphosa, ilo sibanibanyana. Hhayi bo, ngisho nabakholwayo bakhomba iminwe kodwa mawuthi uyalandela uyifakile imask akayifakile imask usanitizile akasanitize ubafica amabheshini kodwa makuthiwa bakhombe kuyimanje emasontweni bajuluke bamanzi no mask kodwa masekufiwa yilo hulumeni ilo hulumeni kanjalo nomoses wabhekana naleyo nto useyuphenduka umbulali manje uyena osenamandla ukuthatha imphefumulo ngenxa yabantu abahluleke ukulinda isikhathi sikankulunkulu.
When somebody passes away, it's not just that they just pass away. It's God who allowed it, even through this COVID, where many, many are dying. When somebody dies, it's because God has allowed it. But now people point fingers and they say, you know, it's this government. And they sometimes don't only say it's the government, they point fingers at particular people. It's this Ramaphosa. And then Christians come together in churches, they sweat, they sit there, and then people start dying, and they say it's this government. In the meantime, they're not wearing masks. In the meantime, they're not sanitizing. They're not socially distancing themselves. And then they point fingers at the government. That's exactly what Moses had to experience here. Moses didn't have the strength to take any lives. God was in control of that.
La bunkulunkula kababekile ukuba babe ngabaholi. Basahleli kulezo zihlalo uNkulunkulu akababeka kuzo wabagcoba wathi wena sibanibani nawe sibanibani ngikugcobile ukuthi uhole laba bantu enhlizweni zethu emehlweni ethu engqondweni zethu base kuleyo level noma sekufike la sesibakhulu sesibadala sesikwazi nathi ukuzihola sekumele bahlehle manje.
Tell me, those people whom God has appointed, do they still have that position in your life? Or are you now at the place where you've grown big in your own eyes and you say, we can also take the lead?
Friends, as I listened to this, I sat there, and I don't want to exaggerate, in fear and trembling. What was the essential problem with Korah and them?
Kwaba yini inkinga noma isusa senkinga phakathi kwaKora neqembu lakhe?
It was pride.
Kwakuyimpakamo.
I fear pride.
Ngiyayesaba impakamo.
It is one of the most subtle sins there is.
Kuyisono esiza kancane kube ngasi siyanyonyoba.
It comes in without you realizing it. And before you realize it, somehow the devil has managed to make you proud of what you've attained to and what you can do. And then you take risks and you get guts to do and say things you should have never said.
Lesisono singena kancane ungalindele. La uphaphama khona sesithathe indawo enkulu empilweni yakho usathane bese sisebenzisa lesisono usuyibona umkhulu usukhuluma izinto engafanele uyikhulume usuyibona usukwazi ukwenza kangcono.
Just see how subtle it was with Korah and them.
Bheka ukuthi lesisono sangena kancane kanjani kuKorah neqembu lakhe.
They didn't come out of Egypt to come and criticize Moses.
Abazange bathi bephuma ezweni laseGibhithe base beqala bebeka uMose amabala bemgxeka.
No, they traveled with Moses and the Israelites out of Egypt through the desert with all the experiences.
Kodwa baphuma naye uMose bephuma ezweni laseGibhithe nabo bonke abanye abantwana bakaIsrayeli bengaphansi kwaMose behambisana bonke bemunye.
They didn't stay behind.
Abazange baze basale ngemuva.
They also decided to leave Egypt.
Nabo bathatha isinqumo sokuba baphume ezweni laseGibhithe.
They also decided to take the risk there at the Red Sea when Pharaoh was coming from behind and the sea was in front of them.
Nabo babe khona ngesikhathi uIsrayeli ebhekene nolwandle olubovu beyimisela ukuba bangenza nanoma yini ungena olwandle olubovu ngoba impi kaFarao isemva kwabo ibalandela.
They also suffered difficulties in the desert. They also suffered the challenges of the desert. Getting to places where there is no water to drink for everybody. That's why they became proud. Just look what he says in verse 12.
Chapter 16,
verse 12. And Moses sent to call Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab. But they said, "We will not come up."
Loku sikuthola kuyincwadi kaNumeri sahluko seshumi nesithupha ivesi leshumi nambili. UMose wathuma wabiza oDothani noAbhiramu amadodana kaEliyabe bathi asikukhuphuka.
Is it a small thing that you have brought us up out of a land flowing with milk and honey to kill us in the wilderness that you should keep acting like a prince over us?
Kuyinto encane yini ukuthi wasikhuphula ezweni elivame ubisi nezinyosi ukuba usibulale ehlane usuyazenza nesikhulu phezu kwethu na?
Moreover, you have not brought us into a land flowing with milk and honey, not given us an inheritance of fields and vineyards. Will you put out the eyes of these men? We will not come up.
Futhi awusingenisanga ezweni elivame ubisi nezinyosi. Awusinikanga ifa lamasimu neleziveni. Uyakubhoboza amehlo alabo abantu na? Asiyukukhuphuka.
In their pride, they did not realize what they were busy doing.
Kule mpakamo eyayibili igcwele empilweni zabo, babengaqondi ukuthi kuphi ababekwenza besifaka kukho.
Then Moses was very angry and said to the Lord, "Do not respect the offering."
Mose wathukuthela kakhulu wathi kuJehova unganaki umnikelo wabo.
Yes, they also suffered with the children of Israel going out of Egypt.
Yebo nabo bahlupheka kanye nabantwana bakaIsrayeli ngesikhathi bephuma eGibhithe.
But they were not a prince in Egypt where they were taught all the skills of Egypt.
Kodwa ke nokho babengeyona inkosana ngesikhathi beseGibhithe befundiswa zonke izinto ezenziwe eGibhithe.
Moses had a host of lessons that he learned following the Lord which they had no idea whatsoever of.
UMose wathola izifundo eziningi eseGibhithe elandela inkosi bona bangazange badlule kuzo bayifunde.
Moses didn't necessarily kill the Egyptian because of stupid carnality.
UMose akazange abulale umGibhithe ngenxa yokuthi wayeholwa nje inyama.
Now maybe he discerned and thought, "I've been called by God to set the Israelites free out of Egypt. So let me start off by killing this Egyptian."
Mhlawumbe waqonda waba nomoya woqonda ukuthi uNkulunkulu ungibizile ukuthi ngibakhiphe abantwana bakaIsrayeli eGibhithe, ngakho kangiqale ngigudluze lo mgibhithe ngimbulale.
They didn't learn that lesson that Moses learned.
Bona bazange baze basifunde lesi sifunde safundwa uMose.
They were not humiliated 30-40 years in the desert looking after the sheep of his father-in-law.
Abazange baze badeleleke behliswe isithunzi ngokugada izimvu zomukhwe iminyaka engamashumi amane besehlane.
Yes, they had a little bit of experience.
Yebo bonake babenayo mhlawumbe iminyaka ethile nolwazi oluthile.
And it is that little bit of experience combined with their pride that gave them the guts to take the position that they took.
Ileyo mnyakana emncane ababenayo nalolo lwazi ababenalo olwabanikeza isibindi sokuthi baqonde kuMose bafike bakhulume ngendlela abakhuluma ngayo befuna ukumphuca isikhulu.
Oh friends, pride is a terrible, terrible thing.
Oh bahlobo, impakamo isono esibi, esibi kakhulu.
Yes, I can do things.
Yebo ngakwazi ukwenza izinto.
I'm brilliant.
Yebo impela mhlawumbe ngihlakaniphile.
Our brother spoke in the beginning of someone, an older person who's been anointed.
Ekuqaleni umfowethu ke wakhuluma kabanzi ngomntwana kaNkulunkulu obegcotshiwe.
But you know, older people are not as sharp always mentally as they used to be when they were young.
Kodake siyaqonda ukuthi abantu abadala ngesikhathi bekhula engqondweni yabo abahlakaniphi ngendlela ababehlakaniphe ngayo besakhula.
And then it's easy to start thinking, oh, you're better than what they are.
Bese kubalula ukuthi wena uqala ucabanga ukuthi hayi mina ngingcono kakhulu kunabo.
And you don't realize the spiritual authority behind it.
Kanti awuqondi igunya likamandla kamoya elikubo elibaqhubayo.
Oh, may God be merciful to us, friends. This lesson which we learned is a dangerous thing. It's an important lesson for each one of us to remember. Let us respect and honor those who went all the way to lead us to a place where revival broke up out, and honor them.
Asibahloniphe laba ababekiwe phambi kwethu abaholi abahambele idibanga noNkulunkulu kwaze kwaqhubuka imvuselelo sayithola nathi sesiyingxenye yayo.
They have a wealth of experience which you and I don't have the foggiest idea of.
Banomnotho omkhulu ingcebo yolwazi abayinikwe uNkulunkulu mina engenalo ngisho iconsi elincane ulwazi lwakho.
They've learned from mistakes while following the Lord.
Bafundile emaphutheni ababekuwo ngesikhathi belandela iNkosi.
They've learned to discern the will of God.
Bafundile bakwazi ukuqonda bahlukaniso kuyintando kaNkulunkulu.
Paul speaks to the Philippians.
Umpostoli Paul uyakhuluma ebandleni labaseFiliphi.
And he says to them, I pray this to you. For you.
Sorry. Uyakhuluma ukuthi ngiyakhuleka lokhu ngikhulekela nini.
That you will learn to discern that which is important.
Ukuthi nginikhulekela ukuthi nikwazi ukwahlukanisa niqonde lokho okuyikona okusemqoko okubalekile.
Because sometimes you get into a situation and there are so many possibilities of things to do.
Ngoba kuyenzeka uyithola usungena kwisigameko esithize bese uyakwazi futhi ukuthi ukhethe ukuthi ungenza nanoma yini engakusiza.
But amongst all those choices there's only one thing that is relevant and important.
Kodwa ke kukho konke lokho okukhetha ongakukhetha kusuke kukodwa okubalulekile okumele ukuba ukwenze.
And a man and a woman of God who has gone through God's mill knows how to discern sharper than what you and I may discern.
Kodwa kwesifazane nomindoda kaNkuluNkulu ehambe noNkuluNkulu yangena esondweni likaNkuluNkulu yagaywa uNkuluNkulu iba nomoya wokwahlukanisa kwazi ukukhetha kahle.
I don't want to distract any more of what has been said.
Angifisike nokho kuba ke ngichezuke kuko konke sekushilo.
May we not forget the lesson that we were taught this morning.
Kwangathi singangalinga sikhohlwe yilesi sifundo esifundisiwe namhlanje kuseni.
Continue the rest of the week. Read this chapter again.
Qhubeka kulo lonke leli viki esoliqala uyifunde yonke le ndima kuzo lesahluko.
That we won't end up in the position where these men were.
Ukuze nathi singayitholi sesikulenkinga eyayisibhekene noDothani noBaram.
Let's pray.
Asithandazeni.
O Lord, how great you are not. When we read about this situation in the desert, this group of people, the Israelites, all the different needs they had, all the challenges they had, and how the devil used the circumstances to confuse some of them and lead them into hell.
Nangendlela uSathane asebenzisa ngayo inkinga ukuba abachezukise endleleni obabizele kuye abaqondise esirogweni.
Please Lord be merciful to us.
Siyacela Nkosi ukuthi ube nomusa kithi.
That we won't get confused.
Ukuba Nkosi singalinge sidideke.
Thank you Lord for your grace.
Siyakubonga Nkosi ngomusa wakho.
For your grace of having given us men and women of God who went ahead of us.
Musa wakho Nkosi ukubusinikeze abesifazane nabesilisa abakhonzayo asebelihambile ibanga.
Who are still going ahead of us.
Abasaqhubeka Nkosi abahambayo behamba phambi kwethu.
O Lord, let us utilize and use this blessing that you've given us.
Kwangathi Nkosi singasebenzisa lesi sibusiso wena osibusisile ngaso.
Lest we take things upon ourselves which we should not.
Ngoba Nkosi uma kungenjalo sizoyithathela inqumo ngokwethu senza izinto ngendlela yethu.
Go with us into the day, we pray.
Siyacela Nkosi siyakhuleka ukuba uqhubeke nathi kulolu suku.
And into the rest of the week.
Nasesontweni lonke Nkosi esoliqala.
In Jesus' name we ask.
Egameni lika Jesu siyacela.
Amen.
Amen.